He's Braden Gall. I'm Jason Fitz. It's Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Preseason has now started. We have actual sort of games we can kind of talk about.
Sort of games. It's a good way to put it.
And overreact to it. But to help us do that, we want to do that all the way around the AFC South and figure out what sky is falling moment is happening for every team, because that feels like about all that comes out of preseason. Nobody really feels like they're suddenly going to win the Super Bowl. It's always the sky is falling. So to help us do that out of Jacksonville, Michael DiRocco, who covers the Jags for ESPN NFL Nation. Michael, thanks for your time this morning. Obviously, some key injuries over the weekend, even at practice for the Jags. So what's the latest down there?
Yeah, well, by the way, the sky's been falling here in Jacksonville for the last decade. So,
Fair point. Nothing
new here in that regard. Anyway, you know, Leonard Fournette, sore foot. They're managing that, and they're going to be extremely cautious with him. I'm told it's not going to be a chronic thing that's going to, you know, impact his ability to be ready for the opener. They just want to take it easy with him, which is the smart play. I mean, they've seen enough from Leonard. They know what he's going to be able to do. Marquise Lee looked like if anyone that was in the facility yesterday that saw him go down, it looked like a pretty severe injury. But they've got some good news that it's not as severe as it originally appeared. Now, in terms of a timetable for Lee, we don't have anything on that yet, but it's not as severe as the Jaguars had originally first thought, and certainly as it looked. But other than that, it's just some nagging things here. Chris Ivory, you know, was on the bike yesterday for a little bit, and, you know, Alan Hearns suffered what appeared to be a concussion last week, and he's still been out. So it's some of those smaller, well, I shouldn't say that about a concussion. Concussion is not a smaller injury. I apologize for that. But certainly it's injuries that those guys should be able to be back from by the time the season begins, with the exception of Marquise Lee, possibly.
Jalen Ramsey, his situation, Calais Campbell, and just in general, but from a talent perspective, how much talent does this defense actually have relative to, like you said, the last 10 years of skies falling?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for before 2013, but based on looking at the rosters, it wasn't very good back then at times. And since 2000, this is by far the most talented defense that they've had since I've been covering this team. And Campbell's a big reason, but so is Malik Jackson. You know, who had a really, really good last year after signing a mega contract. Unique Ngakoue is a young pass rusher the Jaguars feel, you know, will be ready to take that next step, and he's had a great camp. You know, he had 8 sacks last year as a rookie. But, you know, you mentioned Ramsey, and they signed A.J. Boye. Ramsey came off PUP earlier this week. He's doing individual work. There's no sense in rushing him back in, but he's going to be ready, no question, for the season opener. So they now have, you can argue whether it's the best or second best or whatever, but certainly with Ramsey and Boye out there on the edges, you have one of the best cornerback duos in the NFL. So that certainly will make a huge difference for this team, because there's still questions about the pass rush overall. So we'll see how that helps. But, you know, generally it's pass rush helps coverage, but this might be an instance where it's coverage helps pass rush, you know, when they can finally get home. You know, some of these pass rushers that, you know, may not have, you know, like guys like Dante Fowler, who really didn't do much last year, if you give some guys maybe an extra half second to second, maybe it makes a difference.
We're talking to ESPN NFL Nation Jags reporter Michael DiRocco. So yesterday, Bortles was not, he was not in the second half of practice. And I know you asked Coach about it, or you reported that Marone said it was a planned rest. The question is, do you buy that at this point?
Part of me does and part of me doesn't. You know, they made a point of saying in the spring that they were going to increase Bortles' reps throughout OTAs, mini camp, and training camp. And what they've done is they've gone, they've doubled their team reps in 11-on-11 from last year at this point. So, I mean, he has thrown the ball a ton more. And remember, he also went out to California when the offseason ended last year to fix those mechanics, so he's been throwing a lot. So, you know, it could be a rest, but, you know, we'll have a better idea today when they go out and they play the Bucks or practice against the Bucks at about 10:30 Eastern. You know, and if he's not taking reps with the first team, then there's certainly a question about whether it's a tired arm, whether it's an arm injury, or whether it's really the Jaguars moving on from Blake Bortles. I think it's closer to a little bit of a tired arm, you know, from what I can understand. But we'll see what happens over the next 2 days because they've got the Bucs in practice for the next 2 days.
What is the percent chance that Blake Bortles is not the starting quarterback at the start of next season for Jacksonville?
You know, it's really hard because, you know, he's had a really good camp or a good camp. He's had by far more good days than bad. Now, it just so happens that the bad days have been really bad. You know, honestly, I would probably put it at less than 50%. You know, this offensive line still is, I don't think, is very good. So if you want to run the ball and play defense and special teams and win that way, you've got to have a really good offensive line and a running back. They've got the running back covered, but I'm just not a believer in this offensive line. And, you know, Bortles at some point is going to have to make plays, and he's going to have to win games. And so far, he hasn't shown the ability to do that consistently. Now, look, everybody in the world knows the Jags want to run and pound the football. So what do you think Houston's going to do in the opener with Watt and Merciless and Jadeveon Clowney? They're going to stack the box and say, okay, we'll stop Leonard Fournette. Bortles, you've got to beat us. And, you know, he's had a tough time against the Texans. So at some point, he's going to have to make a bunch of plays to win games. And based on what he's done his first 3 years and the questionable decision-making with the NFL high 63 turnovers over that time, you know, I just think it's less than a 50% chance that he's the starter next year.
We're talking to Mike DiRocco, who covers the Jags for ESPN. I'm curious, you said earlier they've seen enough from Leonard Fournette, they don't have to worry about it. That's crazy to me with it being so young in his NFL career. Have you guys seen enough, you feel like, down there to just be able to essentially bubble wrap him and know what you have going into the regular season?
You know what? I have. I mean, he's the real deal. I mean, you see what he's done in training camp, and I know a lot of people don't get a chance to see that, but he's a significantly better pass receiver out of the backfield than the knock on him was coming out of LSU. He's a big physical runner, but he's also able to get through some pretty tight creases on the offensive line and make some positive yardage out of plays that you thought for sure were going to be a loss or no gain. And he's got, despite the fact that he's 6 foot, 228 pounds, he does have some breakaway speed. I mean, he's shown all of that in flashes at camp. And honestly, you would be better. If you're the Jaguars, you have to make sure that this foot doesn't become a lingering issue all season. And the best way to do it is to really shut him down right now. Remember, we still got, you know, almost a month before the regular season opener. So that's a long time. So I would be surprised if he practices today and tomorrow and plays on Thursday. There's no reason for it. Just, you know, be careful with him because honestly, he's your franchise and everything revolves around him at this point. So you might as well protect him and, you know, give up some practice time now as opposed to not having him for the first week or something like that if this becomes a lingering issue.
How would you evaluate the new brain trust, Doug Marrone, Tom Coughlin and company? How would you evaluate that so far just in the short period of time they've been on the job?
Well, they've made a huge difference in terms of discipline and accountability. They've run a pretty tough training camp, certainly one of the more physical training camps that I've ever been around. They have been in full pads. They were in full pads all last week. They were in full pads Saturday. They were in full pads Saturday and Sunday, full pads today and tomorrow. I mean, they are going hard. So from that standpoint, they're making a difference. Now, you know, how do these players handle all that when they're in the season? And the season's starting to drag, and if they're not having success, well, that remains to be seen. They didn't do a good job with the whole Brandon Albert situation. That was a mess. Albert clearly didn't want to play here. So, you know, that was Tom Coughlin's first big personnel move as the executive VP of football ops, and you got to give it an F because of all the stuff that went on with that. So they've started to change the culture, which is good, but we'll see if that continues based on results on the field.
Follow him on Twitter at ESPN DiRocco. Obviously, you can read him on ESPN as well. Michael, we appreciate your time, man. Thanks for getting us updated.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Great stuff from him, breaking down sort of several key injuries, obviously. The Fournette stuff, I get it. You know, it doesn't surprise me, but it also surprises me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sort of somewhere in the middle on it. Like, I get that, hey, here's a guy that's so special, we don't have to see more of him. It's just crazy to think one preseason game and he's ready to go.
Yeah, I think the quote from, and I wish I could remember the scout. I'll have to do some maybe digging on this in the commercial break, but when Leonard Fournette came out of New Orleans, there's one very famous quote about Leonard Fournette. There are three greats that have come out of New Orleans: Ed Reed, Peyton Manning, and Leonard Fournette. Hmm. And if you're on a list with those two dudes, you're probably pretty good. And then he was pretty darn special at LSU. Also injured at LSU. So watching out for the foot, I think, is a huge, huge issue if you're a Jacksonville fan or a Titans fan, because if you've got major questions about a quarterback and then you don't have Leonard Fournette, offense looks a lot different.
Well, we'll continue to get you updated on that. And also, another injury that continues to be a news story for a different rival of the Titans. We'll get you caught up on everything going on around the AFC South. We'll do that next. Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game.